We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, now pleased to welcome in the new coach of the Arizona Wildcats. It's still weird. I got to say, it's going to be weird for a long time. You and I, Tommy Lloyd, have known each other for about 15 years or so. I've got my Zags hat, but I'm gonna do the – Tommy, I got it. I got you covered. Look. I got you covered.
Okay. There we go. Let's roll.
I got you covered. Don't worry. First of all, you're not going to cry during this interview, right, like you were earlier today?
I have choked up a few times today, and I'm not a super emotional person, but pretty passionate. So, yeah, I mean, hey, listen, you and I are friends more than anything. So we're always teasing each other, but I'm a passionate person, and I'm so thankful for being at Gonzaga with amazing people. And are you kidding me? It created this opportunity for me. I mean, it's a lot to take in. But I'm up for the challenge, and I'm so excited to be here that, sometimes, it's a little bit overwhelming to think about.
Listen, just whatever you do, make me one promise that you do not dig up my transcript while you're there.
Oh, yeah.
All right? That's off limits.
I can only imagine.
It wasn't pretty. Listen, going from Boston to Tucson, you'll find out the weather's a little bit better in Tucson. And when I was there, I'm not going to tell you the percentage of classes I went to. It wasn't pretty. Anyway, if I was to ask you, when you're at Gonzaga and you're the coach in waiting, you had it in writing, you had everything. I've talked to Mike Roth about it, the AD, plenty of times. How many jobs do you think legitimately you would have left that spot for, Tommy? In which ones?
It's one of one. And it's where I'm at right now. The job interest or whatever, or me decided not to leave. I mean, to me, it was never a big deal because I never lived in that world of hypotheticals. Oh, where are you going to coach? What's the best job in each league? I'm like, I never thought like that. I thought, hey, I'm at Gonzaga. How cool is that? I'm going to bust my butt, do the best job for Gonzaga. And what happens is going to happen. And then, we had a ton of success, and then Gonzaga rewarded me, and they always did. And, and Fuey, basically handpicked me to be his successor. I mean, wow, it was pretty awesome. And so I treated that with respect. And so I never really had a plan on leaving Gonzaga, but this happened. And this is the one of one. Crazy things happen in life. And, I'm going through one right now, but I feel like I'm at the right place. And it's been awesome the last, 24 hours, since it's kind of since you broke it, before anything happened. I don't know where you got it from. We got to,
Not from you, that's for sure.
You didn't get it from me because I was ghosting you.
I tried. I tried, man. I hate wearing people out during that process. I'll hit you. I think I probably hit you how many times during that whole week? Maybe three?
Come on now. You love being annoying. It's one of your strengths.
Well, we won't tell the story. We will. When we talk about passion, right? When we talk about passion.
That's for another day.
We will tell the story another day of when you absolutely went off at me at halftime of a WCC tournament game.
It was well deserved, though. We'll put that there.
Right? No question. No question. Okay, we'll do that later. We'll save that for people on a full podcast when we have you on. All right. So go through with me the roller coaster ride of the last 10 days, Tommy, because, you know, people forget right now you have one of the toughest losses of your entire career about 10 days ago when a lot of people thought, not myself, I actually picked Baylor. But a lot of people did think that Gonzaga would end up beating Baylor and win the national title. Most people did, in fact.
Well, I mean, obviously we had a great season and, you know, to get to a Final Four and play in a championship game is unbelievable, you know, and it was an awesome ride. And then, you know, hey, Baylor played awesome. You know, we didn't play great at Gonzaga that day, and you got to tip your hats to Baylor and a ton of respect for them. And, you know, honestly, part of me is happy for them. You know, the competitive part of me is like, man, I wish that would have been us. But, you know, I mean, for me, it added fuel to my fire. And then, you know, you go back home, you're exhausted, you know, 23 days in that bubble, you know, you come out, he's like literally like, you're not even a normal person anymore.
You said you gained 10, 15 pounds.
Oh, easy. The bubble wasn't good for my waistline. you know, they bring those players so much food. You know, it's just bad to have.
You could have said no. You could have said no.
Yeah, you could have. But you know what? You know, low willpower and I was in a weakened state, you know, worn down from the stress. So I gave in. And and then when, you know, got back home and then, you know, in the middle of the week, a couple of days later, this Arizona thing started happening a little bit. And, you know, for me and my family, we sat the kids down. And, you know, we said, hey, we don't know what's going to happen. There could be an opportunity, you know, before we'd interviewed, because obviously these rumors are swirling and I'm just like, where are these coming from? I haven't told anybody anything, but I guess that's how it is this day and age. And my family was awesome. They were 100% supportive. And the only way I could have left Gonzaga is if I put everything I had into getting this job. And to the point, like, if I didn't get it, I was going to be heartbroken. And so, you know, my family was behind me and we went for it. And it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. You're my last interview. You know, we always save the worst for last, you know, lowest ratings and all that stuff. And you're that guy. And I can't wait to get done with you and go hang out with my family and check in and see on how they're doing, because I saw them a couple times today and they were smiling ear to ear. And you know, I just want to see how they're handling everything.
Listen, once your wife sees your paycheck, she'll be just fine when you tell her it's going to be a few more minutes. Okay. She'll be just fine.
Hey. And I will tell this, because, you know, it's just being honest. You know, Fuey, you know, giving me the Mark Few wisdom and just said, hey, there's going to be a lot of good days and there's going to be some bad days. On the bad days, don't forget how much money you're making. and the best part is I called him yesterday to tell him, like, hey, I'm going to sign the contract today. And his phone didn't even ring, went straight to voicemail. So you know what he was doing?
Fishing.
He was fishing. So, you know, I haven't even talked to him since I've been down here, but we had some great conversations before. So I'm looking forward to catching up him when the dust settles a little bit.
Let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at BetRivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with BetRivers yet, now is the time. BetRivers Sportsbook is offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. But what sets them apart? They require just one playthrough to turn your bonus into cash money. When you win at BetRivers Sportsbook, they pay fast. And now it's even faster with Rush Pay instant approval for withdrawals. It's safe. It's secure. It's reliable. I know, because I've used it. With March Madness right now, there's never been a better time to give BetRivers Sportsbook a try. Go to BetRivers.com today or download the BetRivers app. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, so speaking of Fuey, what is the thing you're going to miss the most about Mark Few? And what is the thing you're going to miss the least from being gone for Mark Few?
I mean, the most, there were so many things. I mean, him and I had obviously, you work with a guy for 22 years. So yeah. Well, there was a lot of communication with no communication, if you know what I mean. So we were able to, to coexist, and I was able to serve him and work for him. And obviously we had a great chemistry, you know, and, you know, I'm going to miss that because I think we had a, you know, it was a great 1-2 punch, you know, and I loved being the number two guy for him. You know, I mean,
be honest here, be honest.
The not miss deal. I mean, listen, it'll be really interesting to see his influences on me. The not miss deal is at least now I'm going to know I have some control over the day to day schedule. I mean, you don't know how many times I've been at Gonzaga. We're practicing at 2 o'clock. It's 1:59. My phone would ring and he'd say, "Hey, just have the guys shoot for 20 minutes." You know, so all those days and whatever.
It's a lot of those.
Thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I, you know, mess with my staff on the schedule like he messed with us on a daily basis. But it was all fun. I mean, I'm sad that, you know, at least for now, you know, we won't be doing it together, but I'm thankful for the time we had. I'm thankful for him taking a chance on a nobody. I'm thankful for him preparing me for this opportunity.
So for those who don't know a lot about you, what are they going to get in Tucson? What are they going to get? Because I tell people, here's how I describe you, is you're competitive as hell on the court. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard it. But when you get you off the court, and I even said this, I texted you this, I think last night, I said, be loose, be you. Cause you, and I think people will see that now when they watch this, but I don't think a lot of people see that from you when they're watching a game. Obviously. Yeah. Same thing with Vuey. Like, I don't think many people who don't know Mark Vuey think he's some guy who's buttoned up and doesn't have some, right. I know,
yeah, the opposite.
You gotta tell people that. Yeah. And I think it's similar with you in some ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first off, I mean, I love people and I really value just being able to be a normal person. And listen, I like going to the grocery store and doing stuff like that. And I don't want that to change, and hopefully it never does. So, you know, I would just, you know, the people down here at Tucson, I just want them to know they're getting somebody just like them, you know, and, you know, I happen to be a basketball coach. You know, they might have a normal job, but, you know, that's what I would say. And you know me, listen, I love laughing. I love teasing each other. I mean, I think that's fun. And, yeah, I mean, I hopefully can do that here, you know, and hopefully it doesn't get to the point where I have to, you know, really, really protect myself because I don't think that is my authentic self, you know, and so hopefully, the university and the community will embrace that and we'll be on a great journey together and we'll have a ton of fun and, you know, we'll enjoy the highs and we'll get through the lows together. And, you know, all in all, it'll be a great experience for everybody.
Last question. I think the one question I've gotten more than anything about you is, all right, is he going to be able to recruit like high level athletic dudes? You know, Gonzaga, no, you know, he's done it internationally. I'm just telling you what people are asked, what people are coming at me with. Okay. I'm not telling you how I answer it.
Do you say
I know you
straight?
Got Hunter Salas. I know you've gotten some good athletic dudes, but what do you say to that criticism?
I mean, did they like watching Jalen Suggs play?
I mean, listen,
the international deal is an easy narrative for everybody to grab onto because it's unique. But come on. We've had so many good U.S. players. And to me, I don't make it about it's got to be an international guy. It's got to be this. It's got to be a transfer. For me, I want to look at all those. And then from all those, you know, different pools, pick the best players for Arizona. And that's what I'm going to do. And you're going to see a well-balanced roster. You're not going to see the United Nations where guys like you have trouble pronouncing their names, you know.
I got Martinez Arlauskas because I was over there in Lithuania.
Yeah,
you
nailed that. I think that's, you know, the recruiting wise, I'm excited and I understand it might be a little bit different here. It can be different, but you don't have to sacrifice on the character, you know, the fit, the work ethic. you know, and then obviously talent's part of that equation too. You don't have to make sacrifices there, I don't think. So hopefully I never do.
All right. Well, listen, take your family over to Gentle Ben's. Don't take them to Dirtbags tonight. Okay. when I come out, I'll take you to Dirtbags. But wow. do not bring your family to Dirtbags.
Okay.
That's maybe a solo trip for me and you, and we're a lot older, but you know, back in the day, it was pretty good.
Wisdom from Jeff Goodman.
There you go. There you go. Listen, congrats. Happy to have you in Tucson, and make sure you have a seat at the end of the bench for me. All right, save.
Yeah, end of the bench. No, listen, you're going to be in press row with a partition in front of you. That's where you're going to be. So
hopefully there's no partition. Hopefully we can bring down the partitions this year.
I've had
enough of the partitions. So.
I'm with you on that.
Listen, again, congrats. Yep. Good catching up. Call me whenever. All right.
Okay. Thank you, my man.